You mentioned the enclosure. I guess you meant a fence or something around the barns and such things, and you said that you put the haystacks usually inside that. What did you call everything inside that enclosure?
Barn lot.
Barn lot. Now, when you let the cows and horses out to graze, you turn them out into the
pasture.
Mm-hmm. Some people, not very much anymore, but used to be a whole lot of this, build fences around their house. A 2x4 here and a 2x4 here, and then
picket fence.
Pieces running this way. You call that what?
Picket fence.
Mm-hmm. And usually pastures and fields under cultivation are fenced with a kind of a
barbed wire.
Now, I told you that when my dad used to work in the woods, he used to split timber to make fences out of. What kind of fence do you call that?
Rail fence. Don't see many anymore.
No, last one I saw is around one of my uncle's farms up in Missouri. He still lives around a lot of timber, and he keeps this rail fence up. Takes him about all winter, I guess, to keep it up.
A rail fence is, was a good fence in that day, but it wouldn't be no good now.
Now, if you're going to put up a barbed wire fence, you drive things into the ground about every so many feet. Now, what do you call those things that you drive in the ground? You don't see much of this type fence around here, but there's an awful lot of it in New England. You used to pick rocks up out of the field and stack them along the edge of the field.
Stone fences.
Call that a stone fence?
There used to be a lot of them here, but there's not so many anymore.
If the stones were loose, not fastened in with any mortar, just stacked up along, what would you call that?
Well, it'd still be a stone fence. Mm-hmm. That's the way they built fences. They built stone fences for fence purposes. They didn't use mortar. They just stacked them up.
If you use mortar, what would you call it? Would you change the name of it?
Well, it'd be masonry then. It'd still be a stone fence if they used it for a fence purpose.
Well, here's another one about something in the house. The best dishes, usually, maybe the ones that were saved for company, what did you call those? That you put on the table when company would come. The very best kind. Not the kind we use every day with the kids. But the company
China.
Dishes. Call it what?
China, well, that would be one name for it.
Yeah. You think of any other?
It's long since I used any of them.
Well, if you had a well, you probably had a rope, and you had something on the end of the rope. Pull the water up in, what'd you call that?
Bucket.
Mm-hmm. If it's made out of wood, what would you call it?
Pail.
A pail or a wooden bucket? If it's made out of tin?
Tin pail. Uh-huh. Still be a pail.
Yeah.
And a bucket, either one. Buckets and pails, same thing.
Uh-huh. What do you put your garbage in now?
I don't have any, but they use garbage can. What the hell?
You call it a garbage can?
I eat mine.
Well, you get up in the morning and you put bacon and eggs on for breakfast. When you cook them in?
Well, if you're going to put bacon and eggs, you have a skillet.
All right.